Albany County Executive Dan McCoy is in the midst of his 8th State of the County listening tour. The Democrat spoke with me about his efforts to connect with residents.
I decided 8 years ago one of the biggest problems was that a lot of people didn't realize what county government does every day, the effect that we have on multiple programs throughout every village and town and city in Albany County, and how we really assist from everything from early intervention for children, for bus transportation, OT, probation, a dental clinic. We have programs, obviously, for mental health patients, health, you know, so there's a lot of ways we intertwine in the community, and I really want to get out and first and foremost let people know where their budget, where their taxes are going, so they understand that, but also hear back from hopefully, I think at the end of the census, the 320,000 residents that I represent, what they need out of county government, what services they feel that they need. And part of my equity agenda is really changing the way we operate and giving people the prisms of services, but to give them an opportunity to better their lives, to send them to college or get them into a trade and get them off assistance or give them an opportunity, again, to better their life. So the listening tour really comes in effect of not just listening to the residents, but I get to listen to the town supervisors and mayors and board members and get their point of view of what they're going through and what help they may need in the future, or how we can run programs for shared services, the duplication of services. So the more programs we partnership with, the more money we save the taxpayers of Albany County.
As you go from town to town, I would think you find that different municipalities and their leaders accept your visits in different ways.
Let's take Green Island, for instance. It's a little bit smaller, but they have different issues. You know, obviously everyone's property tax increase of 2%. Everyone's trying to stay under that. It's getting harder. And one of the things I talk about, people got to pay the rent. They got to put food on the table. They got to pay the mortgage. We're trying to be creative in government because I always say bills go up, right? Your cable bill goes up. Your insurance goes up. Your workers' comp goes up. Nothing goes down. So as bills go up and unfunded mandates or other programs that you've been running in your town or village, I'll say even $20,000 can throw off the village of Green Island, okay? Where $20,000 in Colony wouldn't make or break any of the programs we're running, but in the village it does. They have the same type of issues, but on a different scale. You know, you look at Ward of Elite, some of the issues they were having. You know, they went over the budget last year. They had to raise taxes. They needed more help, and we helped them out in other ways that we can or programs. We try to help them, and it's really just listening to the concerns. And then you go from the river communities to Colony, and the issues are different. They feel that their population is getting too big. There's too much construction going on. Not everybody, but some people, they're worried about, congestion. They're worried about schools. You go to the city of Albany, they're worried about infrastructure. And, you know, the land bank, we spent over $3 million on the land bank, rehabbing all the buildings and revitalizing streets with the blight, you know, and we're working on that. So the city has a different issue than Queens Ravina, which actually I got coming up July 25th. They have different issues than anyone else. CDTA cut one of the bus routes going out there that hurts them from getting in here to go to work because CDTA wasn't getting enough riders. But the handful of riders that were going out there now need other means of transportation, Altamont, you know, or Westerlo or Knox. They have different issues. So we've been expanding services where people need more outreach that can't get to us. We're bringing it to them. So these are things I learned from being on the road or listening to people or going to town hall meetings or neighborhood meetings. These are issues that people said, hey, look, this really affects my quality of life. When CDTA closed the bus routes down in the Hilltowns, myself and then Supervisor Kevin Crozier got together. We got volunteers, and we had the volunteers, and we filled in where CDTA dropped off. So these are issues that affect the community one way or another differently than it might affect the city of Albany or Colony.
What are people most concerned about?
People are scared. They're scared about this president. They're scared about his policies. And most importantly, the way they changed the federal tax, the SALT, and everything else, it's affecting them. It affected their returns, it affected the way they filed, and then most importantly, programs that were in place may fold now. They're not going to give the funding, or this concern the state had the $3 billion deficit, and how's that going to affect them? So there's, you know, a lot of uncertainty that they were worried about. They were scared of what was going on the federal level, what was going on the state level, and then most importantly about us not raising their taxes. And one of the biggest issues, which was interesting to me, was the shared services. People want to see more government sharing services and making government smaller. One of the topics that kept coming up was the size of our legislature. It is the biggest in the state of New York. It's the biggest in the country. And people would ask me, why do we have 39 legislators? And I'd say, well, here's your legislator. You can ask them that question. Yes, I was there for 12 years, and yes, I think it is too big, but I'll leave it to the legislature on a downsizing measure.
Democrat Dan McCoy currently serves as president of both the County Executives of America and NYSAC, the New York State Association of Counties. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.